This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, on USA Radio Network. All of you know by now, obviously, that yesterday President Trump extended the federal social distancing guidance for 30 days as the virus spread. He still hasn't locked down the country. It's a voluntary national shutdown for a month. He bowed to public health experts who told him the pandemic could claim over 100,000 lives, perhaps significantly more, if not enough is done to fight it. And I get it. I get it. It was great of him and brave of him and brilliant of him to start with a 15-day period, and then it expired today, I believe, the 15 days. And he wanted to relax the national guidelines in at least parts of the country, but instead decided to extend them through April 30th. And obviously many states and cities have much tougher, stricter rules in place than Trump ever did. I get it. He's on the side of business people like me and many of you, and many of you who are employees of business people. And he tried his best, and he wants so badly to get back to business. But he also understands that if he lets us get back to business and people die, he's going to get blamed. I mean, he's going to get blamed anyway by liberals. Everything he does, he gets blamed. But they'll call him a murderer, as they're already trying to do, even though he did a great job. But I get it. The pressure on him is so gigantic that he's got to do something, because if anyone dies, we're all to blame. The good news was I heard Dr. Fauci say today, and I'm not a big fan of Dr. Fauci. I think he's just another big liberal government bureaucrat. And I've actually gotten texts from people who personally know him that tell me he wasn't even a great doctor. All of a sudden, he's America's doctor. He's the most important guy in America. He looks so important. He talks so important. And they told me he wasn't even well-liked by the other doctors. They were glad when he left. They thought he was arrogant, not that hardworking. But again, you don't know. I'm very fair. You don't know if anybody's telling the truth. Maybe they're jealous. But I know he seems to be liberal. I know he seems to be big government. I know he doesn't really have the answers. I know he's always looking to err on the side of caution. I know he wants to shut the country down. Another guy that doesn't care about the economy, but at least he said today he thinks April 30th will be okay. And I can live with that. I can live with it. I don't like it, but I can live with it. But see, I'm going to write a commentary in the next couple days. I think what Trump's got to do is it's got to be a compromise. Why can't you do exactly what Ducey, the governor of Arizona, just did? You know, we're locked down except if you have a sole proprietorship or a family business and you're willing to maintain social distance and the customers have to wear a mask. How about that? I'm just coming up with things as I go along. The customers wear a mask and they wait to get in the store. You only let in half the people usually let in, and a new one can't come in until someone goes out. That's what they do at Whole Foods here in Las Vegas. I guarantee you that's what they're doing at Whole Foods all over the country. So why on earth can't you do that for every business in America? If people are willing to wear masks, and your customers and the employees, if they so choose, and you practice social distancing and you let in half the people as usual, and it's a family-run business or a sole proprietorship, for sure, everyone should be allowed to work. And this whole essential business stuff is the biggest scam I've ever heard in my entire life. So I get it. A supermarket is essential. Of course it is. And Costco is essential. Of course it is. And a pharmacy is essential. Of course it is. But if those employees could be exposed to coronavirus, why can't I choose to be exposed? How come it's okay for a supermarket checkout girl to be exposed? And while all of us are like, oh my God, the world is ending, we're all going to be broke, But then you drive by golf courses all over Vegas and people are playing golf. And again, I'm on the side of freedom. I want people to play golf. I want everybody to play golf if you want to play golf. I've never played golf. I don't like golf. Too slow a business for me. Too slow a sport for me. I got things to do and places to be, and I'm a workaholic, and I could never take 5-6 hours to play golf and wait for some group of elderly people in front of me to play on. It's ridiculous. Okay, some people like golf. Got it. I respect you. That's fine. But really, seriously, the rest of us are going to go broke and lose everything we've got, and you're playing golf. Somehow it just doesn't seem right, especially because we've canceled all sports events, but you're allowed to play golf. So let me ask you something. Could you catch coronavirus on the golf course? You're playing in a foursome. Could you catch coronavirus? Could you give it to another person on the golf course? I know it's outside. So what? You can still give it to them. It's ludicrous what you choose you're allowed to do and what you're not. In Vegas, everything's got to be closed. 90% of the stores are closed. But pawn shops are open. Because God knows, you know, you're going broke. You got to pawn your watch. That's essential. And pot shops are open. God knows, you got to get your pot. They're delivering. They're delivering your pot. And, of course, construction is all ongoing, including the new Raider Stadium called Legion Stadium. Oh, we got to have the Raider Stadium open by September, by August even. So 1,200 or 1,400 construction workers, it's okay for them to be exposed, but not for me? Not for you? You don't find any of this ludicrous, completely ludicrous. Some people go to work and some people can't. That's ludicrous. Pet stores are open. Well, I get it. I'm the world's single biggest dog lover in the whole world. Of course I need my pet store open. Of course I want PetSmart to be open. But I could get dog food at Costco. I don't have to have pet stores open. Why does a pet store get to be open and nobody else? Not a stationery store, not a Hallmark store, not a flower store, not a jewelry store. None of those are essential. I get it. But if you could walk into one store, then you could walk into the other. Don't you see what I'm saying? If you could play golf, and you could walk into a porn star, and you could walk into Whole Foods, and you could walk into Albertsons, and you could walk into Costco, and you could walk into PetSmart, and you could walk into Sprouts, why can't you walk into every store with the same caution? And the same cleanliness. You know, they've got to abide by rules. You got to clean the place and fumigate the place, whatever the word is. Spray the place with cleaner. Every hour on the hour. That kills, you know, Lysol that kills coronavirus. And you got to wear a mask. Your employees got to wear a mask. Or your customers got to wear masks. And everybody's got to have social distancing. But you got to get us back in the game, President Trump. You got to. The whole world's gone crazy. Look at the story my buddy Colonel Joe sent me. Brooklyn woman, 86, dies after she's knocked to the ground by a stranger for violating coronavirus social distancing. The city's first coronavirus-related homicide in New York City. Elderly woman in Brooklyn. A woman hit an elderly Brooklyn hospital patient in the head for violating social distancing. The victim, Janie Marshall, 86, died less than 4 hours after the confrontation with the 32-year-old Cassandra Lundy in Bedford Stuy's Woodhill Hospital. Bedford Stuy. Oh, that's a safe place. My father grew up in Brooklyn, Pitkin Avenue, Brownsville. He said, son, I'm going to give you one piece of advice in life. Never, ever, 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 ever go back to Brooklyn. Don't go near it. You'll die. Pretty good advice from my father. Now it's like this hot area. Everybody wants to own a house in Brooklyn. Okay. Your block has all $3 million condos. Walk three blocks over and you take your life in your hand. That's a normal way to live. In a small apartment for $3 million. My father was right. Never go back to Brooklyn. Marshall was at the hospital for a bowel obstruction and she innocently grabbed a metal stand in a hallway near a bed where Lundy, a seizure patient, was sitting at 2 p.m., and Lundy lashed out, complaining Marshall wasn't following coronavirus social distancing guidelines and slugged her in the head, knocking her to the ground. Confrontation caught on video. Hospital police issued Lundy a disorderly conduct summons after the attack and released her. Phew. But Marshall died just before 5:40 p.m. Saturday. Wow. She helped create the Sunshine Community Garden on McKibben Street and Graham Avenue near her Williamsburg home. The person who chairs Brooklyn's community board said, something like that happens, you'd like the world to know somebody contributed something. She played a key role in establishing the community garden in 1991. We're basically one of the first gardens in Brooklyn. Probably a very nice lady. I'm guessing that Marshall's probably black, and I'm guessing that it's always what I say. When police are in minority neighborhoods, and they're doing stop and frisk, and they're looking for criminals, there's nothing racist about it. You're protecting the good black people, which are 98% of the people in that district, in that city, in that neighborhood, in that town, in that borough. 98% are good people. Black, Hispanic, white, doesn't matter. When you're stopping frisking bad people, that's not racist. You're trying to protect the black residents of that area. This poor woman, Marshall, I don't care if she's black. I don't care if she's white. I only care that she's dead. She didn't do anything to deserve it. A lot of bad people in this world. When we get back, I'll tell you the story about the Tampa Bay pastor arrested for violating social distancing orders because he had a church service, and they arrested him. They came in and arrested him. This is what's going on in America. I don't know what to say. I really don't. I know Trump's doing the best he can. I know he should get high ratings. He's not there when they're arresting somebody in Tampa. He's not there when this woman gets slugged, 86 years old, in a hospital in Brooklyn. He's not in control when a crazy Democrat governor institutes the most, you know, ridiculous rules the world's ever known until June 10th in Virginia. Stay in your house till June 10th. I bet every person in Virginia wishes they lived in Arizona right about now. We'll be right back. Wayne on the Roof, The Warrior. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron abundant. abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You could put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior. Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I've personally been using My Doctor Suggests silver products for 4 years, no colds or flu, for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. No more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning to night. I personally recommend My Doctor Suggests every day to my listeners. Now's the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel, Liquid, and Lozengers. Say Wayne Allyn Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off. So I said I'd tell you about this pastor who was arrested, but I got to get to another story first real quick. Repeated warnings from the feds about lack of ventilators fell on deaf ears under Bush and Obama. U.S. federal government officials warned the administrations of former Presidents Bush and Obama multiple times between 2003 and 2015 that a viral outbreak like the one currently afflicting the U.S. would prompt a shortage of ventilators and other critical life-saving medical supplies in hospitals across the country. The Bush and Obama administrations knew the medical supply chain was ill-prepared to handle a pandemic. Still, they failed to heed the multiple warnings from several federal government agencies that called on them to make changes and rectify the problems. A CNN investigation found CNN found at least 10 reports issued by several federal agencies under Bush and Obama cautioned about the risks of a prospective lack of supplies amid an outbreak. CNN also highlighted one other report that made similar warnings issued by the National Institutes of Health and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention under President Trump in June 2017. So here's my point. They all make mistakes. They all ignore warnings. I remember when they said Bush didn't listen to 9/11 warnings. And you could always blame after the fact. Everybody loves to blame. I'm not blaming. I don't like Obama. I couldn't stand Obama. But I'm not blaming Obama for this, and I'm not blaming Bush for this. I'm certainly not blaming Trump for this. Trump's just done a great job responding. That's all I care about. How you respond. How you play catch-up once it happens. Right? That's what I worry about. I don't worry about what happened in the past and play the blame game. It's ridiculous. They all make mistakes. And you can't blame a president. It's like, you know, I've always run companies and it's me and 5 employees, me and 10 employees. My biggest company is me and 150 employees. I didn't know what those 150 employees were doing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I don't know what my 10 employees are doing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So how can a president be expected to know everything about everything? He's not a doctor. He's a CEO. He doesn't know about ventilators, President Trump. Neither did Obama. Neither did George W. Bush. I know one thing. Ford and GE are agreeing to make 50,000 ventilators in Michigan in the next 100 days. America's industrial might is being marshaled to fight coronavirus. All because Trump put this together. What a great response. Ford announced Monday it's partnering with GE Healthcare to build 50,000 ventilators in Michigan in 100 days. They'll be built by the United Auto Worker Union members by Ford's Rawsonville Components Plant in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Yay, Ypsilanti. Am I pronouncing that right, Chris? Ypsilanti? Ypsilanti. Ypsilanti. Okay, Ypsilanti, Ypsilanti. Ford said production of ventilators in Michigan will begin the week of April 20th. It expects to produce 1,500 by the end of April, 12,000 by the end of May, 50,000 by July 4th. And after that, the plant will produce up to 30,000 ventilators a month. You know, this is like after World War II. Do you have any idea what we built after World War II? Is anybody today hold FDR responsible? It's his fault for Pearl Harbor. A lot of people thought it was his fault. By the way, he didn't read the signs that Pearl Harbor was coming. But he certainly played catch-up and led the nation in war and did a good job and made sure that all our plants were operating 24 hours a day. This is Trump. He's now a wartime president. When we get back, we'll talk about this pastor and lots of other stuff with Megan Barth, our Reagan babe, ReaganBabe.com. Lots of crazy liberals out there. And we'll talk about with Megan that the CDC director, I'm so sick of hearing what the CDC says, and the WHO, they're all hysterical organizations, and they give you nothing but worst-case scenarios. COVID-19 could become seasonal. Okay, then we better learn to never shut down a business again. Why are we shutting down our economy if it's becoming seasonal? And does anyone realize that we've got this combination of drugs, including anti-malaria drug, that seems to be 100% effective?
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says lives will be saved by extending the administration's coronavirus social distancing guidelines until April 30th.
This is based on modeling that shows the peak in fatalities will not arrive for another 2 weeks. The same modeling also shows that by very vigorously following these guidelines, we could save more than 1 million American lives.
President Trump speaking at the coronavirus task force meeting at the White House. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar touts the number of testings in the United States.
We're now testing nearly 100,000 samples a day, also a level that no other country has reached.
North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows will start his new job as President Trump's chief of staff on Tuesday after leaving his congressional seat. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, money, money.
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Nancy Wolf. Her new book, Conscious Matrix. Dr. Nancy Wolf's a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. They must have loved her there. Conservative and capitalist at UCLA in Southern California, People's Communist Republic of California. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now. As chaos and crisis descend around us, her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed. Because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we're right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read right now. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Conscious Matrix, LibertyHillPublishing.com. Thank you, Dr. Nancy Wolf, for sponsoring the show. We've got our guests here, regular on our show, Megan Barth. Her website is ReaganBabe.com. Megan, welcome back.
Hi, Wayne. Thank you so much. Good to be back.
So, I mean, what's happening in America is like a horror movie. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And other than the New York area and a few other hot spots like New Orleans and Chicago, all I could tell you is lots of people are dying, lots of people are sick, and still it's less than usually die from the flu. Why are we shutting down the entire United States of America and making everybody go bankrupt and every business fail and every businessman go broke and every employee be kicked out of their jobs and not have any idea how they're going to pay their bills and the entire Vegas destroyed and the entire strip of ghost town with tumbleweeds going down it? I can't quite understand why it's all this slow motion disaster is happening in front of us when you don't need to do that. You just need to quarantine the people that are at risk or older, sicker, and let the other younger, healthier people go out and earn a living, because 95% of them will just get the flu in the last a few days or a couple weeks, but they'll live. It just doesn't make sense to me. Does it make sense to you?
No, I think you pretty much summed up exactly the questions that I've been asking that no one in the press seems to be asking, but the disinformation campaign is strong with this communist virus. And I don't believe that this was just, oops, sorry, you know, let a virus out. Sorry, didn't tell you for 2 months. And then WHO, of course, tells us it's no big deal. It can't be transferred from humans. And WHO is headed by a socialist revolutionary who isn't even an MD, by the way.
And who gets all, his financing from China?
Well,
did you know that? All the WHO's money is from China.
Correct. So, I mean, we've got agents of the Communist Party. We've got communists in the Democrat Party. We have Marxists and socialists running states like California and New York and New York City. Now, Virginia has just shut down, I think, until June. I'm not sure
June
where they
10th. Pulled. June 10th.
Yeah, I'm not 10th. Sure where they pulled that arbitrary number from. This is all just arbitrary and speculation. They're not really going by data. President Trump is actually going by data, but again, data is speculative. And so you have to look at the facts and the data. And out of New York City, where the hotspot is, one in six people now are testing positive instead of one out of two. So it shows us that actually some of these things like social distancing is working, but these things like arbitrary numbers that Steve Sisolak pulled out and New York Governor Cuomo pulled out, which directly impact small businesses. Small businesses are the lifeblood of this economy. So who else would want to choke small businesses? Communists. You create more dependency. You get your SNAP programs back. You got more people living on the government than working independently of the government. You have more people wanting to unionize. You see how the unions are all of a sudden having a heyday with this crisis? Never let a crisis go to waste. And thankfully, we still have entrepreneurs in this country. We have manufacturers in this country that are retrofitting their facilities and their factory lines with equipment to allow us to make masks to make gowns. Thank you, Haynes.
To make ventilators.
To make respirators, ventilators, masks, etc. And so this is going to be the battle, as it always has been. We've been battling communists since day one. We are battling communists again, except it's a different warfare. We are at war with the communists, and quite frankly, we are at war with the Democrats, who are siding with the communists, working on behalf of them, specifically in the mainstream media, as they continue to tout communist propaganda and anything they can to do to tear down the will of the American people.
I just can't understand. What I don't understand is whether you're communist, socialist, Marxist, America hater, open borders loser. I don't understand. When everything collapses, businessmen are the ones, and businesswomen, of course, business owners, are the ones who pay for everything with our taxes. Sales taxes and property taxes and income taxes and corporate taxes. If you bankrupt everyone who makes money and who owns a business, there isn't any money left for government. You're not going to be able to pay for all the welfare. So it doesn't make sense to me. All your dreams come crashing down. You can't have a big welfare state when there is no money because everyone that pays the bill is now bankrupt. Didn't they ever think about that?
Well, they just got $6 trillion pumped into the economy, and the Democrats want more, don't they? This isn't the last iteration of financial relief. This is just one of many. Nancy Pelosi wants $1.6 billion more dollars to change voting laws. Remember, they took ballot harvesting out of the budget relief, Corona relief package, but they still left in $400 million to promote mail-in ballots and to get out the vote. So basically, $400 million taxpayer dollars was an in-kind contribution to the Democrat Party. And Nancy Pelosi still wants $1.6 billion more. See, this isn't about the virus. They're doing nothing about it. The Democrats don't give a rat's behind. They could find easily in their backyard of San Francisco or L.A. They've got rats coming out of everywhere. They were one rat away from the bubonic plague, and we never heard about a public health crisis. But now all of a sudden we need to hear about changing voting laws and doing ballot harvesting all over the place and making sure everything's mail-in ballots and delaying elections and making sure people are under D.C., the mayor of D.C. This isn't federalism. This is authoritarianism. The mayor of D.C. just threatened people who just happened to be walking outside, maybe going nowhere, just want some fresh air, with a $5,000 fine and a potential 90-day jail stay. In the meantime, she's letting out low-level pedophiles onto her streets along with New York and L.A.
So, hold on a second, because I missed that. Which mayor is threatening $5,000
fine? The mayor of D.C.
Oh, D.C.,
the mayor
got
of D.C. I can check my website really quick. I just posted it. I don't know if I sent it to Andrew for you and I to talk about or not. But it just came across my radar, and it is, the mayor of D.C. basically just put in a stay-home order, which is de facto military law. It's de facto martial law.
Martial law, yeah.
It's de facto martial law, what many states are living in right now. But the mayor of D.C. just basically said, if you are caught outside and not going to an essential place of business, which now mayors and governors like the one in Nevada have the authority to make that decision on what is essential and what is not essential. You know, Wayne, I'm a little bit more worried, not about the virus, but when all of this hysteria ends, what kind of country I'm going to wake up to in day 31 or 61.
Well, you're talking about whether government's bigger and whether government's got much more draconian control, but I think you're going to wake up on day 61 or 91 to a completely bankrupt country that's going to be like Cuba. We're all going to be broke, and the only way we're surviving is with gigantic government loans and gigantic government grants, and everybody forgets. When the Small Business Administration agrees to give you $1 million loan to keep your restaurant open, that's only going to work for like 6 months. But when the six months are up, what if this comes back in the fall, which they're all claiming it's going to? And you just did a personal guarantee on $1 million government loan. What's going to happen when it comes back and you've now gone another $1 million in debt and you owe that million on top of your restaurant having been closed and piled up debt? Businesses are going to all be destroyed in this country. We can't run a business like this. It's impossible, Megan.
If the Democrats have an ounce of power, they will make sure that this virus is contagious throughout the election and beyond that 6 months. This is by design, and this is what we're fighting. And this is why it's very important. I do believe the CDC regulations. I don't think they should go to April 30th, but I haven't been looking at these subjective data charts. But you have to look at the numbers. It's all about the numbers. It's about not the number of cases necessarily. It's the lethality rate. We're all concerned about the lethality rate. And WHO, which is an agent of China, who is led by a socialist revolutionary, told us that the lethality rate of this virus is 3.4%. We're not finding that lethality rate anywhere.
No, I know, and just I want to make sure everybody knows, because, again, every left-wing organization in America listens to every word of my show and tries to ruin me with it. I want to make sure everybody knows. I have never said this isn't real. It's real. It's, of course, it was started by China, and then it was a fraud and a cover-up, even if it wasn't purposeful, even if it was just a mistake and it got out of a warfare lab or a wet, what do they call those things, a wet, you know, where they sell the bats and the things in any a wet market. But either way, no matter what happened, it came from China. Then they covered it up. Then it came here. And then I think from there, it became this exaggerated media event. And they're trying to now destroy the American economy. I don't say we stop and we all go to social events and we all go to conventions and we all go to baseball games. I never said that. We need social distancing for a while. But I do think that small businesses should open up. And if they have to compromise in order to wear masks, in order to get people to stay X amount of feet from each other, in order to let X amount of people inside their business, whatever you got to do to get us to open again, you got to do to get us to open again, but we got to open again. Nobody's saying it's a hoax. It's not a hoax. It's real.
Those are CDC guidelines you just mentioned.
Hey, Megan, just hold on. We got you coming back in the next segment, so don't go anywhere. Megan Barth on the Wayne Allyn Root Show, our website, ReaganBay.com. I'm RootForAmerica.com. And when we get back, more on coronavirus and all the related stories out there. War. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend my Dr. Suggest every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozenges. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydrsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off mydrsuggest.com.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you looking?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Come on, sometimes you got to admit things are just too weird to believe. I mean, New York is the place that's been hardest hit, and New York's governor Cuomo is hysterical 24 hours a day, and we need 30,000 ventilators, and it's so horrible, and it's out of control, and the mayor is out of control. And then today, Trump sends the ship, right? Sends the big, giant U.S. Navy ship, the USNS Comfort. And everybody in New York ignores social distance regulations, and crowds of gawkers are packed on the west side of Manhattan to watch the ship come in. Throngs of people shoulder to shoulder taking photos like it's a big game. Pulls into Pier 90 near West 50th Street at 10:40 this morning. Some waved American flags, others huddled against one another at the fence of the pier. Joggers out for a morning run brushed past onlookers. I'm reading the New York Post story. It's the most boneheaded thing I've ever seen in my entire life. If you really believe it's that bad and you can't be in a crowd, then how could a crowd come to see the ship that's coming to save you from the disaster that you claim is taking everyone's life, but nobody seems to mind? They're all hanging next to each other. Crazy. All right, we've got our guest here, Megan Barth, website ReaganBabe.com. Megan, welcome back to the show. Let's talk a little bit about Nancy Pelosi. She is the one who dismissed the coronavirus threat during a Chinatown visit back on February 24th. What was that about?
Well, it was Nancy Pelosi. She was in San Francisco, and she was in Chinatown. And she basically said, you know, stuttering, everything is fine here. This was back on, I think it was, yes, February 24th. It's reported that she, Nancy Pelosi, has been talking to people along the way, a lot of business owners, a lot of community leaders here in Chinatown who have been concerned about the optics of the coronavirus, reporter Anne Mekovec said. She showed Pelosi shaking hands with all the locals. She's been going around to show that it's perfectly safe to be here, Mekovec said. We want to be vigilant about what is out there in other places, Pelosi said to reporters. We want to be careful about how we deal with it, but we do want to say to people, come to Chinatown. Here we are. We're careful, safe. Come join us.
Right, and of course,
it's all about the optics, Wayne.
Well, look, here's the point. I'm not mad at her. I don't blame people. Everybody shouldn't be blaming. But if a Republican did it, oh, my God, Trump's a murderer. If Wayne Root does it, oh, my God, Wayne Root's a murderer. That's the point. It's so unfair. It's such a horrible double standard when Pelosi does something or Schumer does something or AOC does something versus when one of our people does something. Everything Trump does is a Russian collusion. It's death to America. He's a dictator. He's Hitler. He's a murderer. And Nancy Pelosi does something that absolutely led to the lives of people being damaged or killed, literally died. From coronavirus, and nobody places blame on her. That's the issue I've got, is the double standard.
Well, there always is a double standard, but we do have to remember is that when Trump was shutting down travel from China in late January, the Democrats were worried about the optics. They were going into these places purposely to show, come to Chinatown, come on, the president's just a racist. You've got nothing to worry about. They're not looking at the numbers nor the data. Whether it was then or whether it is now. Now we have some data, and they still refuse to look at it because what they're doing now is just basically practicing their new authoritarian ways, introducing us to all of their deep-down desires of a complete authoritarian, totalitarian state where they can decide what is essential and what is non-essential. And the NRA, actually, Wayne, is suing California because California and even the sheriff backed off because some lawyer found the Second Amendment. Basically says you cannot shut down gun stores. So you cannot deem gun stores essential, non-essential businesses. So the NRA is now suing California. And that's what's going to have to happen. If we have a shred of the Constitution left after this is all over, like I said, death rate, schmeth rate. The Constitution is being shredded directly in front of our eyes. And what we are witnessing is not federalism by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, I mean, my argument is, and New Jersey just gave in, and the gun stores can stay open in New Jersey, and I love that. Obviously, I'm a Second Amendment guy, and I love my guns, and I want everybody to have a gun to protect themselves, every law-abiding citizen. We know the bad guys and gals get them, so why shouldn't the good guys and gals have them? So I'm very pro-gun, but I just don't understand why it's okay for them to be open, but not 50 other kinds of businesses. That's my only point. There's so many exceptions and loopholes. You could drive a Mack truck through it. Some people get to stay open, and some people don't, and I just have a problem with that. Because don't the employees of the stores that stay open, don't they have a risk of getting coronavirus? Why is it okay for them to have the risk, not the rest of us? I want to take the risk. I'm like the lieutenant governor of Texas. I think his name's Patrick, his last name. And Dan Patrick, and he said, I'm willing to take the risk. All my buddies are willing to take the risk. We want to keep our businesses running. We'll take the risk at getting sick or dying. We'll take it, gladly.
Right.
And that's what I feel.
The former CDC guidelines, which many Democrat governors are completely ignoring and just pulling arbitrary dates to complete shutdown based on speculative numbers. If we follow the CDC guidelines, businesses could still be open and operating, and people could take that risk. But no one seems to be following them.
Crazy, crazy stuff. Megan Barth, website, ReaganBabes.com. Appreciate you being on. Thank you, Reagan Babe.
Anytime, Wayne. Thank you.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, otherwise known as The Warrior on USA Radio, and, of course, my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, here in Las Vegas. It'll always be my flagship. Even once we add Chicago and New York and Los Angeles, my flagship will always be Las Vegas. I love Vegas. Unfortunately, we're under enemy-occupied territory right now. Democrat Governor Steve Sisolak, unbelievable. I'll tell you more when we get back. He's got a guy who runs the medical of this state who doesn't have a medical license.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.